Proclamation number 8368 of 31st of December, 1962. God's address proves his presence. And when you hear my speech, you know that I am present to you, that I am not a God who is to be sought in the distance, but that I am like a father with my children and speak to them because my overwhelming love urges me to do so. And then you, too, should come to me trustingly like children, listen to me and return my love for you by doing everything I advise you to do, so that you will become blessed. You should only submit yourselves to my will, and truly, you will now no longer do anything which would not be pleasing to me, for my spirit within you impels you to always fulfill my will, and you will also listen to it. You, who experience this love on a daily basis, can justifiably speak of my presence, and you should only once consider what it means that I myself am present to you. You should know that I am the most perfect being in all of infinity, that everything that exists has come forth from me, and that you have therefore also taken your origin from me. You should often think such thoughts within yourselves. You should consider that you yourselves are the same as me in your original element, only that you no longer recognize yourselves correctly in your present state because you lost perfection due to your former apostasy from me. But when you walk the earth as a human being, you are close to perfection, and you can also reach it if this is your free will. And as soon as you yourselves make it possible for me to be present to you, which happens through a conscious life of love, through your serious will to enter into my will, then you will also be allowed to experience proof of my presence. You will be able to hear me, for your Father himself speaks to you who desire to hear him. And then you will be able to rejoice and be glad, for my infinite fatherly love has seized you in order to never let you go again. You have come back to life. You who had spent eternal times in a state of death that was agonizing and miserable. For the most part, you will not be able to grasp this great grace of my direct address. For I myself take away your full understanding of it so as not to make you unfit to fulfill your earthly task until the end. For you would be filled with immense bliss if you were able to measure the grace of my presence. But I want you to complete your earthly journey unaware of the bliss my presence means for a human being. And therefore you are still going through earthly life burdened in some way. Nevertheless, you should constantly occupy yourselves with the thought that I am present to you when you hear my word. And you should always glow more in love for me, your God and Creator of eternity, who proves himself to you as a loving father through his address, because he also wants to be loved by you. For this is my bliss, that my children long to return to the Father from whom they originated. You will never grasp my great love because you yourselves are not capable of love to the extent to understand that my whole being is only love. But love gives itself away. It wants to make people happy. It hands out unmeasured blessings. It is constantly ready to help and redeem the unhappy, bound person who languishes in my adversary's bonds. And I express my great love by speaking to you because you need help and a supply of strength which is now granted to you through my address. Because I long for you, because I want to promote my children's return to me in every way, that is why I address you. That is why I delight you with my presence and bestow gifts of grace upon you which shall prove your Father's love to you. And thus the highest and most perfect being of infinity bends down to you, his children. Can you measure this great gift of grace? Can you measure my infinite love, which applies to you and will apply to you for all eternity? Try to move this thought within yourselves time and again and believe that you will achieve everything with me if only you sincerely believe that everything is possible for me and that my love will not deny you any request. seek to gain this profound, unshakable faith in my love, and you will come ever closer to me until you completely unite with me, until the father can draw his child to his heart and now prepare all beatitudes for it because he loves it as only a father can love his child. Amen.